Hello and welcome to the Three Piece in a Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Mersines. Joined with me today, I have the Pot Hut.
Hey. Oh my god.
I'm scared.
We have Ryu like Sleep McGee.
I'm gonna leave.
The first one was rough. I'll admit that. I feel like I recovered on the second one. I normally have names planned. I did it this week. I realized that right before I clicked record, and fuck. Anyways, we're here to discuss Dragon Ball chapters 21 to 30. I hope I got that right, because otherwise we have a serious problem. Anyways, I wanted to do this thing for us. Let me just date this episode immediately. All right, there it is. People watching this enough. Later, they know exactly when this was recorded. Anyway,
December happens.
When December happens, I'm out here, bro. I'm out here on the Christmas
the second
night.
We get into December, this happens. You know, that's
nobody can escape it. I'm going to school wearing a Christmas hat tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
Hell yeah!
No, I can't do it yet because we're Dutch. So I gotta wait at least until Sinterklaas has happened. I get to go be my Christmas self. Anyway.
I'm not Dutch, but you know, I don't celebrate Christmas, so
I had to pull it out. I realized this I was doing a stream today and we were recording today, so I had to do something. I streamed the entire stream with my jacket closed so I could do the reveal.
For those of you coming back from the stream, welcome.
I mean, this is going up like next week. Unless I happen to stream that day, which I doubt I'll have the time for.
Would be very funny if you
Anyways,
do.
Whilst talking about the stream, if you like what we're doing here, go check out Mersines and Mersines on Twitch. We do a lot Mersines of fun things over there.
Yes.
All right. Anyways, well, gentlemen, without further ado, let's get into the balls of the dragon.
I knew it.
you just thought I was going to say balls. I added the dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon is nuts. Gotcha. Anyway.
God. Fuck. No, no, that's fair. Right. Yeah, so we start out Moon.
Oh, right. That was the start of this. Oh, my God. I read half of the chapters yesterday, half of them today.
I read all of them today.
I have it in my notes, but.
So we got Moon, and apparently, Goku's a weremonkey.
Weremonkey, that's a great way to name it. I don't think, like, they don't
that,
name
that's,
it
that's literally my comment is, he's a weremonkey? Question mark?
Like, it has a name, but it hasn't been revealed yet, so... I'm not gonna say it, so...
But, like, also, I'm just, like... For... It is that time again. It is time to talk about the Journey to the West. Because! It is funny... That, like, one, Goku transforms because Sun Wukong is a shapeshifter. And two, that the solution to this problem was dealt with by shapeshifting.
Yes.
That makes sense, yeah.
Into his shirt.
Journey to the West.
And, like, nipping off the tail.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, really confused me, the tail getting rid of. Because, like... I remember him being, like, I have snippets in my brain of what I've seen, of course, like media. Like, I remember him being an adult and having a tail. So, like, either he's going to grow it back, or some shenanigan happens, or I'm just wrong.
If he grew it to begin with, I would be remiss if he couldn't grow it back. Actually, never mind.
I mean,
he can't grow back arms.
I was going to say.
I take that back. My bad.
I was about to.
I can't let y'all do this shit. I gotta correct myself.
I mean,
can't let you guys get a dub on me.
But I'm also misremembering, right? Because I'm like a Mandela effect where I just remember him having a tail as an adult, even though it's not true.
I was gonna say, random fun fact: axolotls can grow their limbs back. So why can't
axolotl?
Exactly.
We're axolotl monkey. Maxalunky? Maxalunky.
Maxalunky.
That works.
Maxalunky.
Oh my god. Ain't no way we start this podcast off with Maxalunky.
Not even just a normal one. And where Axalunky?
I'm gonna try putting that in the title. If the title to this video is something else, then I couldn't figure it out.
Shit happened.
Yep.
I don't. That's gonna be an interesting thing.
Oh man.
Okay, so we got whatever the fuck that was.
Anyway, back to this thing. So Son Gohan, yeah, Gohan, like fucking died by Goku, basically.
Yeah,
that's,
and
like,
they just revealed. Don't tell him. Which yeah, kind of fucked
I mean,
up.
To be fair, he's a
I
child.
I mean, it makes sense. He's like an 11-year-old. He's thinking that his
grandpa don't know that.
Died.
I think
he has
a
right to know.
Yeah, but like...
He thinks his grandfather died in a freak accident. The only person on this planet who he knew, who loved him, if he... Look, he has a right to know what happened to his family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
his only family member that he had left him.
Yeah, imagine if they told Bruce Wayne that his parents that they just went to a farm upstate. You know, that's fucked up. Or that they, you know, they just randomly they had a heart attack. You know, if
and
granted he hadn't been there or like he blocked.
I was gonna say yeah, he was literally
actually no wait, Goku either. Was here for it too. Perfect analogy. I win again.
Mamma mia! Anyway,
I had Italian earlier. Now it's in me.
Oh boy!
I'm as you can tell, I'm very energized for this podcast.
But so yeah, so like he lost his tail, and then of course the group escaped the cell they were in when they were captured, because Goku broke them out, and then he lost his tail, which transformed him back.
He so quickly adapted to like the imbalance, which is weird and fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I lost my tail. Oh, well, okay, let me go get my pole. What? So.
Yes. But yeah, the thing is, by this logic, he can't transform anymore. Because he lost the tail, meaning he transformed back, meaning he can't transform anymore.
That makes sense, yeah.
Meaning this was a one-time thing. Which is so dumb. That it just happened once. I'm like,
convenient.
Yep, fix it. No problem. Yep.
Convenient writing in Dragon Ball. Don't worry, we won't have no more of that.
Anyway. Then the very convenient thing of them both realizing they don't need the balls. Meaning they just have love.
Like, to be fair, that was nice, obvious.
It was very nice, and I genuinely did it. It was convenient, but
I still don't feel like Bulma deserves it. But that's besides the point.
Yamcha
deserves
Yamcha
all the happiness in the world.
Yeah.
But fuck Goma.
Man deserves the world. He should have been. It should have been Yamcha's kingdom, not Pilaf's.
The fuck is he gonna
but
do?
But he's
with,
such
like,
a humble dude. He said he didn't want it. Come on, class act.
Yep. Doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the whole castle being destroyed by a giant weremonkey. No.
Were-axe-a-monkey.
Something like lines, I forgot.
For a second, I heard you say Munchlax, and I was like, whoa. Right.
I think it might have been in there somewhere. I don't know.
Were-axe-a-munchlax.
Dude, I blacked out. Like, the spirit of the were-axe-a-monkey took if you expected a serious discussion, I'm sorry. It's not happening today.
This is not happening this week. It's Dragon Ball. What do you expect?
It's goofy.
Yeah. What did you expect?
Yeah, it's goofy as fuck. Oh my god. So, but anyways, like, now that we're finished with the first arc of the series, gang has split up, you know, gone their separate ways. What are your thoughts of, like, the first arc of the series?
Rio, I'll let you go first.
Way more goofy than I expected, at least. Like, if we're looking over the whole thing, which I mentioned before, of course. Because I know, like, a little bits and bobs, like, with later Dragon Ball, which is a lot more serious. That surprised me. A lot more gags, jokes. Honestly, it's just main character just blazing through stuff. Just funny shit happening in the background. And just not much, really. Besides that. Pretty good. Definitely for first arc, definitely good.
Yeah, like, I thought, like, what I enjoyed about it was just the fact that, like, it was, like, even though it was, like, pretty episodical, it's still, like, a fun, like, adventure, which, I don't know, like, I think adventure style, like, for introductory arcs are just really good because, like, you get a good sense of different areas of the world and, like, the way it works and functions in different places. You get to do a lot of world building and it gets to come out very organically because the characters are also experiencing it for the first time. So it's a
Especially
very,
Goku.
like, convenient way to, like, world build a lot. And because of that, like, first arc, we have a pretty good, like, idea of, like, one, the technology level of the world, two, like, a couple different areas and, like, how they function, and, you know, like, some of the inhabitants and, like, how they get about, like, in their daily lives. We get a pretty good sense of that stuff. Obviously, it's not, like, super in depth, because we don't stick around in any place for too long, and some places, yeah, they are a little, they are a bit samey. It's kind of palette swapped, but, like, that's fine if that's, like, the world that you're going for, and, like, just seeing that, like, oh, this is the way the world is in, like, a fun, goofy little, like, adventure style thing as an introduction, it just works. It sets tone very well. It gives an idea of the world and gives us some, like, gives us a decent understanding of the characters that we're going to be spending, like, more of the story with. So I think it's a solid introduction. I think for fans coming into it knowing Dragon Ball's reputation, like Ryu, for example, like, it's a lot goofier than you fucking expect it to be. And I think, like, if you stick with it, I think that is a good thing. If you are, like, expecting series off the bat, it's not gonna fucking happen. But I think it is a good, like, subversion of expectations in hindsight, which is something that doesn't happen very often. But I like that it happened.
Another bouncing all that, like the good flow of like learning the world. Goku being basically like the reader, like he wasn't a force his
Yeah.
entire life. He didn't know shit about the outside world, and he gets taught shit by like Bulma, Yamcha, whatever. They tell him like, oh yeah, this is how shit, this shit is, this is how shit happened. Here, to take this technology, and then you should only learn along with the main character, which also bonds the reader to the main character, as in you're both learning and experiencing the world at the same time.
Yeah, that's also, like, why essentially that, like, sheltered main character is such, like, a common trope, because it makes world building so much easier when you can just have a character say, "Hey, this is what the fuck this is, you dumbass." It makes it so much nicer. That's also, like, one of the reasons why, even if a character isn't sheltered, that, like, they'll just be, like, in shonen, they'll just be a fucking dumbass. Like, I don't
Yeah, true.
know how much of that obviously is just like, oh, this is, like, influence from other series doing it, and how much of it is, like, it's just, like, actual writing, like, oh, this is a conscious decision I'm making. This makes my life easier. I'm gonna do it this way. Like, it's a bit hard to tell, and I have this in one of my notes for one of the later chapters. Because I'll use this as a bridging point. Like, there's a bit where Krillin, whatever, Krillin and Goku, like, they're trying to find the rock in the jungle, right? And, like, they have to fight, like, a saber-tooth tiger and, like, some other things. They have to deal with these things, and, like, essentially that's the point of the training, right? Like, it's that, like, rough environment in the jungle. And that is something that, like, we have all seen in a series we are very familiar with, One Piece.
About to say.
And, like, there's several other, like, series where, like, just growing up in, like, a rough environment, like, it's not necessarily always a jungle, but, like, the jungle thing has happened enough times that, like, you can maybe even call it a trope. But it's very hard to tell. Because I don't specifically know where this came from. It could just come from the general human understanding that a jungle filled with animals is scary. But in anime specifically, because it's all, like, pulled from a lot, like, less like there's a lot less cultural variety in stuff that they pull from, which makes it like a lot easier to make the connection or like create the idea that, oh, Dragon Ball did this, so they must have just taken it from Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same thing with, like, the, like, kind of dumb MC, which they could all, like, this could very well just be like, oh, they did it with Goku, we're just gonna do it again, but, or it helps could a lot be actual, you know, writer's decision, just like, oh, this just makes my life easier, I'm gonna choose to
like,
do
this. They could make the same decision, even, like, separately,
independently,
and then be the same thing, even though it basically looks like you're copying an old thing, even if it's the exact same thing that you're doing, even though you made the decision, right?
Yeah, like that's also kind of why you end up with a lot of stories that kind of do the same thing when they come from writers with a shared cultural background, because people aren't as diverse as we would think them to be a lot of the time, especially not creatively. Yep. That's how you get, like, whole generations of artists having one, like, dominant, like, art, like, what do you call that? Like, art, not art form, but, like, style of art in that form. It's how you get, like, impressionism in art and, like, and stuff like that. Like, you get dominant, like, things like that. I forgot the word. Y'all probably help me in the comments about it. But that's how you get that, because people with the same living in the same time period with the same cultural background will probably come to a similar conclusion.
That's how they were brought up, and that's how they grew up, and yeah, same
that kind makes of the most sense. Yeah,
just going back to the jungle. I love how Goku just ran through like there was nothing. Mm-hmm. And then Krillin was just like, or how do you say his name?
Krillin,
official translation.
Yeah.
No.
And almost Krillin, so yeah. Yeah, like, so the Goku was actually looking for the rock, and Krillin was trying to, like, make a fake rock, and then he got fucking bonked on the head, like, hey, you fucking dumbass, that's not my handwriting. Mm. Even though I don't think it was that much different.
You could see it being more shaky. Like,
yeah, it was
I actually
paid
attention to that, like, it was a bit more shaky.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah, and, like, it makes sense, because Goku, you know, thrives in that environment, since, you know, he sort of was forced into that, so, like, it's, oh, well, forest,
it,
nice.
It makes sense, but, what, like, one of the things that I'm, like, worried about how this is going to affect, like, the series moving forward is that, like, we get, like, I get that Goku's strong. Right, like, obviously we know this, like, they say it several times in several different ways. But my problem is that they keep saying it. Right, like, they keep introducing new characters. We had this with Yamcha, who, like, and they, like, they get a leg up on him, but it's always because something else went wrong. With Yamcha, it was Goku was hungry, so he couldn't fight back. That's the only reason Yamcha beat him. We don't see them fight after that, so, like, it's debatable whether or not. But like if you're looking at this, right, like, you have the, like, Yamcha normal and Goku, like, hungry, and then, like, yeah, he beats him, but, like, that was his only named attack that we
know.
No,
they fought after, even though, was that what hungry when he did the fucking bounce off the border thing? Was that even when he was hungry, the punch? I don't recall.
In the desert.
Goku punching Yamcha back. That bounced him off the, like, edge of the
oh, the manga
page, yeah.
When he wasn't hungry.
Yeah, that's when he
was
hungry. So, we see Yamcha's just like, oh, I can only beat him when he's fucking hungry, and then, like, that shit. And then, like, here with Krillin, we have, oh, okay, Krillin is faster than Goku. No, his shoes.
My
shoes
shoe was,
were wrong.
Was broken.
Yeah,
and
he
just,
and, like,
fucking beat him. Yeah.
He, like, I like the main character, like, getting those moments to shine. But that tends to be after, like, adversity, and, like, when you want them,
overcoming
you want to see them,
a wall.
Like, pull some shit of just, like, yeah, of, like, when you want to, like, root for them. This was just, like, introducing a character, having him be better for, like, half a page, and then deciding, no, look, he actually did it all along, better, it's fine. So, like, it really, like, it doesn't feel earned in a lot of ways. And that, like, that's something, like, it's all small moments now, but I'm worried about how that's gonna go in the future.
Like, in the long run, yeah.
Because, like, I don't remember a lot of Dragon Ball. Like, especially the Dragon Ball part. So I don't know how this is, like, portrayed going forward until we hit Z, but, like, until then, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, that makes sense, because right now, Goku's, like, steamrolling through everyone. It's not really...
Oh, to be fair, Roshi is technically stronger and faster.
Yeah, he is stronger than Goku.
Oh, yeah.
There is definitely someone better than him. So that's at least something,
Yeah, so he's
right?
at least not the fucking best. I would be very annoyed if he was.
Yeah.
Of course,
he also passed him one day, but...
Yeah. And to be fair, Goku's, you know, grandpa was, like, the second strongest on the planet. You know, he was Roshi's student and was... He was also renowned,
maybe he's also weaker than the Ox King. We don't know that.
Yeah, I'd assume so. Because
Ox King was also a disciple of Master Roshi, so, like, probably.
Yeah, he was the second.
I'd assume the disciples of Master Roshi and Master Roshi are, like, stronger than Goku because, you know...
They trained.
Yeah.
Like, okay. This brings me to another point that I wanted to mention. Like, I love the idea that the people that have lived on the island for a while are just used to Roshi intermittently showing up with new
kids. The Milkman wasn't. The Milkman was like, "What the fuck are you doing? You don't walk."
But then, like, the guy on at the temple, he was just like, "Oh, another one."
Hey, Roshi, how you doing?
I do like that, because that is obviously we kind of already knew about, like, that Roshi had other students, like, with Ox King mentioning it and Son Gohan mentioning it, or, well, people mentioning it about Son Gohan. But, like, this is just such a nice way to just have it, like, come back and also kind of imply that maybe there were some other students. Because, like, yeah, it's just such a, like, not lovely, like, line, and just the way it was written, it felt very natural in the way it was executed, instead of just, haha, do you remember this thing? Like, it's not an Easter egg, it's something that actually makes logical sense for people to say, and I like that. It was very nice.
Also, in the same chapter, they mentioned something very, very interesting.
I was gonna mention it.
Yeah. Actually, you can go ahead.
Strongest in the Heaven Martial Arts Tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Tenkaichi Budokai. So, you know, I'm a big sucker for tournament arcs. You know, I love tournament arcs. And, you know, this is shaping up to be? This seems like it's gonna be a tournament arc. You know?
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I like how you say seems like you're not sure whether or not it's
going to be. Yeah, this is the first time
I've heard about it before reading this. I know it's going to happen.
The dub name for this is they just call it the World Martial Arts Tournament. So, but you can keep going.
Every now and again when I'm reading, I just hear the dub voices.
Yeah, same.
Like when Roshi was, like, explaining the, like, martial arts way, the Turtle Hermit way, I just remember hearing him, like, you know, live well, eat well, sleep plenty. I was like, it's worded slightly differently. I probably fucked up the quote, but, like, it's also worded slightly differently in the manga, so I'll probably just that all together.
But this... we might get introduced to people that are actually, you know, stronger than Goku now, since this is a world martial arts tournament.
Please, for the love of God! Please!
Goku is gonna power up. He's gonna power up a little bit, but I assume, like he already said, are you sure they can be strong enough? And Roshi was like, well, if they train enough, they should be able to complete.
To enter,
so meaning
right.
that yeah, people,
so, like, that's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
That means that people on there right now are at least stronger than Goku.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there are, since there must be, right? It's called literally the strongest under the heavens martial arts tournament.
Yeah,
right?
They got it.
You know, that'll be an interesting development to see.
I don't know where, I feel like this is just getting with my agenda going into the rest of the series. I don't want to see Goku beaten up. Like, foot.
At least lose once.
You want to see Goku beaten up? Yeah.
But, like, okay, so to, like, counteract that a little bit, one of my notes is just talking about how fucking adorable Kid Goku is sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, when he's, like, when, like, Roshi is, like, trying to get him to do things, trying to find a hot girl so he can do weird things, presumably. So that being, like, the thing that Goku needs to do in order to, like, get training by him. When he's just sitting on his cloud, like, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, that's fucking... Like, the way that was drawn, I was just like, that's fucking adorable.
And then he brings back that, like, giant, strong woman. And Roy's like, you have no taste, do you?
He, like, I don't know if this is specifically where he says it. But, once again, there is a perfect, like, moment of, like, damn, this is savage. Roshi asks Goku if he has a missing chromosomes, which is fucking wild. And I was just like, I don't know if they can get away with a joke like that today, but by God.
Times were different.
Times were certainly different.
Well, girl Goku. Was it at that point Krillin as well? Yeah, both of them, right?
Yeah, both of them. They bring
the Mermaid first, and then after that, Krillin comes, and then they bring back Lunch.
Yep. Which is funny. First reading
the
name
Lunch was so weird.
Yeah, they call, in the dub at least, they call her Launch.
Yeah, with an O in there as well, yeah.
An A,
yeah. I am dyslexic. Anyway.
I do want to, like, about Launch's introduction, one of the things that, like, caught my eye was, it's just, like, one of the few things in Dragon Ball that's both timeless and proves Goku to be a hero, is that when he sees the cops approaching someone and they yell for help, he immediately assumes the cops are in the wrong. Timeless.
Yep.
Truly timeless.
Bro, to be fair, the cops were, like...
Also, like, where does Launch keep getting these fucking guns from, bro? Like, you'd think that this would be a lot easier if they just took the guns away from her.
Listen, special magic. That's it. She just has a pocket space, or she's like, okay, let me take the Uzi right now.
Out. Just put it in the Glock.
Oh, brother. That shit's fucking crazy.
I thought it would be funny, like, imagine Launch, like, blue hair, just rides the Nimbus, right? And then she just sneezes and just falls right through. That would be... Like, do you think that would happen? Because, you know...
From the calm girl sneezing and then becoming the, like...
the blonde... badass guy?
Yeah.
Murderer.
Feisty murderer, yeah.
Murderer. Look, she robbed a bank, at least. Mm-hmm. And, like, not even the first time. No, because she must have...
Did I rob a bank again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this all an allegory for alcohol?
Roshi did beer a couple chapters ago. So
yeah, it was in the in the fridge, you said.
Yeah. Also, I you guys were talking about the trope earlier where the main character is isolated or stupid. Goku is both, and that's funny because we're experiencing the world through someone that knows less than us. Since we at least know, like, the basics.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like that, like, you are working against, like, from an, like, author standpoint, you're kind of working against yourself. Because the strength in the, like, sheltered main character trope is that the audience gets to experience stuff through the main character and learn at the same time. Now, I don't think the story has done this, unless you guys have to correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I don't think the way that, like, they've played it with Goku being sheltered and dumb, that they've ran into a situation where something has been explained before, and then because Goku is stupid, they have to explain it again later. Because that is something that is dangerous, because that is going to be audience frustration. Something in a nice way the first time, and the character gets to learn about it and the audience gets to learn about it in the same way, that is nice. But when you're explaining something and taking up screen time, like, explaining something the audience already knows without any new information, it you run the risk of it becoming boring and or frustrating.
I don't think they've done it yet, at least. Like,
yeah, I don't think so. Obviously, you can play it for jokes. Early One Piece does this. And it's hit or miss. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And, like, it's a risk you have to be willing to take. I personally think it's better without it. But I also recognize it can be, funny at times. I just don't know, like... I feel like Dragon Ball's kind of playing with fire in that sense.
Yeah. That's fair.
The only thing I can really think about is, like, the are you a woman gag or are you a girl thing.
The pat-down thing?
Yeah, the pat-down.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah. Because people have said, I'm a guy, you don't have to feel, and then you're like, why are you doing that? Like, multiple people have said, like, what the fuck are you doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that stems
from Goku not being able to see gender. Like, he doesn't care or see for it. Like, he didn't care enough to, like, look at someone.
I mean, he's figuring
it
out.
Yeah.
It's slowly figuring it out, man.
He can't be sexist. That's a bonus.
Sure. Yeah. That's a quote. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're locking that opinion in, and
anyway, so lunch also becomes a disciple. So with Krillin and Goku, that means three disciples of Roshi.
I mean, like, disciple, like, this is the part where, like,
yeah,
Goku might not be sexist, but some parts of this manga sure are. But...
Roshi is.
Yeah, Roshi, like, because Roshi don't like. Some of the shit Roshi pulls, I was just like, okay, I get it was like 80, 90, but like, we're borderline on this. Because they get Launch, like Launch is there with them, and it's just like, okay, go cook dinner. It's like, okay, what the fuck? Like, come on.
You're a female, go cook dinner.
To be fair, she does, like, volunteer to do that.
To be fair, Launch
it's still
can't
not
make
great.
Dinner.
I still don't like it, but she does volunteer to do it.
Yeah, like, but that's mostly because she's on the run. She has nowhere to go. Person says to cook, then you're like, you know.
Yeah, like, again, like, I get it. I just feel like, about it. Because, like, I don't, like, Bulma's whole thing was, I want a boyfriend. And now the next female, Chi-Chi essentially, like, immediately falls in love with Goku. And then, like, the next female character we meet is just, like, get in the kitchen. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
female. Well, Mai is, like, probably a war criminal.
Yeah.
Oh.
At least, yeah.
You know, female empowerment. Do crimes.
Do crimes.
Yeah. She's representing the whole female. Yep.
Also, anyway, about lunch. So
Tsubasuke
can blowfish.
Yes.
No, I had a joke that was like, lunch can't make dinner for shit because she fucked up the blowfish.
Oh, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
Yeah,
I
figured it. I like that. Yeah.
Also,
they all got sick from that. That was fun.
Yeah. Yep. No, except for Goku because he didn't get to eat.
That scene just pissed me the fuck off because Krillin Krillin was like, "Oh, let me just take advantage." He literally tried to kill Goku, y'all. He cut the bridge like that was attempted murder. Right?
I mean, he knows he can fly.
The cloud doesn't come like rescue him. He has to call for Kintan.
Yeah, he has to. Kintoun.
I mean, okay, but at what point did he cut his vocal cords? Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it can't like come there instantly either, right? So like he cuts the bridge.
How do you
he
know?
Starts falling
how do you
down.
Know how the magical cloud works?
It comes flying. It's just real.
Yeah,
it comes
flying to him. Yeah.
Do we have a record speed for the Nimbus?
No. How fast do clouds move? Let's look this up.
I mean, considering they probably go with the rotation of the Earth, I'll say fucking fast.
Very fast.
Fair. That's fair. If you include the rotation of the Earth, like, opposed to space, clouds move fucking fast. Because the Earth is rotating around the sun.
Yeah, and, like, the only way they move slow for us is because we're on the fucking planet.
Like, the entire planet itself moves quick enough. Because we're in the solar system, which moves with the, like, belt of the Milky Way. Or in the galaxy thing shit we're in. So, like, the amount of speed the actual thing has from the last position, like, every minute, it moves so far from the original position we were in.
And that was an explanation.
If you look at space,
Dr. Copernicus from 1660.
Sure, I do not know who that is.
You know Copernicus? He's the one who introduced the solar model for the universe, not universe.
I just watched a shit ton of Neil.
Just Neil.
Just Neil. I forgot the surname.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Thank you.
Tyson, I was thinking, yeah. He said Neil, I was thinking Shaquille O'Neal, and I was like, whoa.
Bro, speaking about Shaq. Oh my god, that's Shaq, crazy. Bro. I mean, I've been thinking about Shaq a lot like, today, but like, goddamn.
To be fair, Shaq does it like two PhDs, right? He's smart as fuck.
Shaq doesn't have a PhD, what the fuck?
He did, he does.
Does Shaq have a PhD? Hold on, this is way more important than Dragon Ball.
Yeah, we gotta put the Dragon Ball on pause.
PhD?
Right now.
A PhD or a doctoral degree?
EAD.
Oh shit, he does!
That's good to know.
Holy yep. shit!
He's a doctorate, even.
It's an education, but still. I get why he went into basketball, because education doesn't pay shit.
I think he did it after. I think he did the education after becoming smart.
But that's what does Marcus Smart have to do with this?
After becoming
Celtics player for the people who don't watch basketball, he is a
Shaq said he wanted to go at Phoenix, but he wanted to go in person, but all of it was online. And he couldn't think of a person if he was alone, he had to like for 15 people minimum. So he paid for 14 of his friends to go with him in person. And they all got doctor. That's amazing. Anyway, back to Dragon Ball. So,
this one is not me, guys. This one is not me.
Sorry. I'm curious to see how like the group that split off, like Bulma, Oolong, everyone, right? Yamcha, Pierre.
Poir. I was about to Poir. Like because you were saying every and everyone, and I was like, okay, who's he gonna forget?
Yeah.
I said everyone, I just misset the name. Anyway, so like, I'm curious to see when we see back of them and like what happened to them and whenever like, shit happens.
Because presumably, like, the hunt for the Dragon Balls, like, they don't give a shit anymore. So, like,
we're waiting for both of them at least, don't. Maybe, I mean, Oolong doesn't care either.
Yeah, he got this patty, so. And Poir just wants Yamcha to be happy.
Poir just wants Yamcha to be happy. What a good kid.
Poir is a real one.
Poir doesn't deserve it. Like, they don't deserve Poir.
No, Yamcha does. We know Yamcha. Yamcha and Poir is the best pairing in Dragon Ball. There, I see.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
That's true. It's true. But, yeah.
Bulma doesn't deserve, like, either of them.
Bulma doesn't deserve shit. He doesn't deserve anything she has.
No.
I'm curious to see if that will change at some point.
Yeah, I hope she, like, has a turnaround in character. Like, she becomes nicer.
I hope so.
I definitely do.
I mean, like we can probably maybe they'll come cheer at the martial arts tournament, but like I don't think so.
Maybe
like,
see them there again. Yeah, that's fair.
Like that would be thing I can think of because like maybe Yamcha wants to participate.
Maybe.
Well, like where the fuck are they gonna see them?
Fair enough. I was gonna say it's not really like a martial artist, right? Since like Yamcha, I mean, just
there he fights.
Might. He's strong, so you know he might.
He's strong, man.
But
I don't think he'd be interested in it. No, you're right.
Maybe he'll be.
Maybe they hear like from like earshot or so, like from first to person,
mouth,
that, like
through the grapevine.
Thank you. Through the grapevine that like Goku's participating. Like, oh, Goku, we know him, and then they're gonna just check it out. Like,
that's
and then
awesome.
They like after the match they meet up. With
That'd
him.
Be neat. That'd be nifty.
That'd be cool.
I'd like that.
That would be very nice.
We'll have to wait and see, I guess. 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Probably next week, let's be honest.
Probably, that's for us. Yeah, I'm curious to see if that's going to be like an 8 month, like at least have like some training chapters and then go there, or maybe like 8 months passed.
What I'm hoping for is that like next, like either two. Like next week we get to the start of it, and then like the rest of what we have for next week is just training, or that it's like the week after. Much longer, I don't know how engaging they're going to be able to do training, because this is like pretty like grounded training, in that it is very much, we're just going to do this, like we're going to do very grindy things, and we're going to do them a lot, and we're going to consistently keep doing them, and that is going to be the way that we get stronger. Well, and the that's milk is every not day, hard least. To make compelling after you've seen it once.
Yeah.
Yeah. The milk is going to be at least every day, right? I think they said.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then you're going to have, I assume, like, and that's just the
morning.
How much
milk do these motherfuckers drink, realistically? What the fuck?
They have strong bones. Yeah. And then after that, you have, like, they had, like, the morning training after that. And then he probably has another training. So, Roshi is smart, like, a weirdo. But, yeah, he can have a lot of types of training and a lot of different, like, just trainings to, like, exercise. So we can probably see a lot of those, like most different ones, and then they're gonna repeat those, of course. But after, like, at least I think it can stretch at least like 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5, like chapters of training.
Yeah, I think you can squeeze that out. Yeah, because like, yeah, Roshi probably has like a lot of different ways to switch this around, since you know he's the martial artist master, right? He's known as one of the greatest martial artists of all time, right? So yeah. I think
they call him the venerable one.
Yeah, so he probably goes for like basic rudimentary training, right, to build up the groundwork, and then goes more, builds on that later, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd assume, at least.
I mean, fair enough. Like, obviously, like, there's a lot of ways that this can go, and like, the milk isn't the only thing that they have. It's just that it's hard to make compelling if you're just doing the same shit over and over again. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I'm sure they'll come up with something else.
Yeah. Also, they finished their goal in one arc and split off. That's wild. With the amount of... Like, listen. If I had never heard of Dragon Ball before, so I had 520 chapters, right? And I opened chapter 1, and I saw that they were going to hunt for the Dragon Balls. At this day and age, I think they're going to use at least 400 of those chapters to search for those Dragon Balls, man. Definitely.
I mean, that's because we have One Piece.
And Naruto.
We're used to One Piece, so that probably shifts our expectations a little bit.
Probably.
Especially in terms of chapters.
Yep.
Yeah, because this would...
Like, 400, that's a quick week.
So this is going by really fast, I feel like.
Which is interesting to me, because obviously... like, people talk about, like, the big three and their slow pacing, and then now we have really quick pacing, and how quickly stuff goes by nowadays, compared to the big three. So it's interesting to see that, like, rather than it being the big three did it, and then, like, we have Counterstream, it's just that it's cyclical as a whole.
So I think the big three might have been like part of the counter stream against Dragon Balls.
Yeah, and as soon as we see that it's not just an isolated 1-2, we see that it is cyclical.
Yeah.
No, right. So true. You know, this gives me some hope that maybe we're gonna get some new long series after current gen. Please, I want to get invested in a series for decades. That's my takeaway.
Look, I've been reading Kagurabachi, and it's not long enough to the point I can tell you that it's going to take long, but it's good at least, so...
Yeah, I like it.
That's pretty something.
Praise.
Mm-hmm.
Praise that they keep going.
Keep going for like 700 chapters, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's why I'm very, like, okay, we're a little bit off topic. That's why I'm very happy Kingdom exists.
Like, you are being on topic.
Whatever. That's why Happy Kingdom exists, because that shit is gonna keep going for like, it's at like 770 something, it's 80 something right now. And this shit, we still got like another good 700 chapters at least, so I'm set for at least one series for a while.
That's fair. And then, wow. I mean, you've got your, like, Hunter Hunter and Berserk both being... Okay, having the,
but,
like,
that is very different.
Also, yeah. They're both on hold, or, like, not really on hold, yeah, but they're
because
very...
Because the fact that they're just, like, a hiatus time,
yeah,
it makes it a lot harder to be like, oh, yeah, these are going to last long and get invested. Because they're going to last long, because they take forever to come out instead
no,
of...
No, I'm just saying, like,
chapter.
Story-wise itself, like, Berserk at least has, like, 100 more in there, I feel like. At least 100, maybe 200. Like, 100, like, we're going to a new world, right? Spoilers. But you have, like, a shit ton of spoilers. Like, a shit ton
spoilers
of, like...
after the fact!
Yeah, well, you know, you have a shit ton of, like, potential to, like, make that super long, and, like, a shit ton of happen, right? So...
It'll be fucking hilarious if they get there and then it's like, alright, we're done.
It reminds
anyway,
me of
that was it. Back to Gong.
Ah, alright. Yeah, no, I guess I can't talk about it anymore.
Why
someone else
here
really comes to
yeah,
no, what? You said we stopped, right? So I can't trail off from Dragon Ball.
No, he meant, like, in Hunter x Hunter, like, when they get to the new continent, they're like,
right,
and that's
okay,
it,
okay.
That's the end of the story.
I like that.
He's making a joke.
You thought I stopped the recording?
No, I thought...
With one hand! They were both in frame!
No, I meant,
you
like...
I thought you caught him off. Yeah, you're
yeah,
like, and that's
God,
it.
God,
back to Dragon
okay,
Ball.
We're back to Dragon Ball. Yeah.
Fucking bro, you know... Look, any podcast is gonna have tangents. Any good podcast, anyway.
I was just going to talk about Toriko. I don't know if any of you guys have watched or read it.
Fuck no. I've seen it around with this crossover specials.
Yeah, I've watched the dub
never
twice.
Never watched any of them, though. I click on the episode, see that it's a crossover, and go, this shit ain't canon, skip.
I watched the crossover. Oh, my camera died. All right.
Oh, wait, I've seen both of them with... Isn't that the eating one where, like, the guy that with the blue hair?
Yeah, that's
Toriko. Yeah, he is blue hair.
Yeah, I've watched both the crossover with One Piece, and there's one that is One Piece and Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
That's the one that I saw whilst I was watching Dragon Ball. I was like, or not Dragon Ball, One Piece. I was like, fuck this, don't care.
Spoiler alert for the Punk Hazard arc, like, you know, One Piece real quick. I remember that episode so clearly because we see the gas form of Caesar just laughing right as the camera pans out, right? And I was like, okay, can't wait for what happens
next episode.
I clicked next episode, Dragon Ball Toriko One Piece collab. I was like,
yep.
All right. I want to know who this is, though, who the Gaz freaking dude was. But, you know, all right, sure. But
you a better man than me, because I just went, fucking, you're not continuing the story? Go fuck yourself. I'll skip the way the story starts.
Fair enough, but like at that point,
I was not there for the switch up.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, but at that point, Dragon Ball is still my favorite anime, and I had watched Toriko, and I was like, oh wow, they're doing a collab with Toriko. Nice.
I don't think this will happen, but it would be kind of funny if Ryu specifically came away with the opinion that Dragon Ball was the worst thing he'd ever read. It won't happen. He's read isekais. So it definitely won't happen. But
actively reading them.
I was gonna go with Dragon Ball being good, but you know, right, that works too, you know?
No, I just think it would be funny because you're over here like Dragon Ball's my favorite, the producer like this shit's garbage.
Wait, did hot camera freeze for you?
Yeah,
too?
My camera is frozen.
His camera died. I don't know, like, are you fixing it or are you just sitting
there?
Yeah,
I'm trying to fix it. Give me a minute.
We'll just stall, it's fine. We have material to stall with, right, Ryu? You have something more to talk about with regards to Dragon Ball?
Yeah, sneezing.
So move! We're professionals.
Professionals.
I was gonna say, that works. It's an essential part of the plot.
How did Kuririn, like, know where Moshi was? Like, he just know it was an island and just rode out? Like, what the fuck? Like, how... I mean, I can explain that. Like, Krillin just, like, rolls out and just finds it.
I mean, presumably he's been looking for a while.
Yeah, but you think the ocean's vast, no?
He journeyed to the west.
To the west.
Village from the east.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
God, I wonder how quickly the audience is gonna get sick of me referencing Journey to the West.
I wonder. There wasn't much this episode, so.
Yeah, like, I was like, looking through all the stuff, and it was just, like, I was, like, 5 chapters into the 10 chapters, like, that's, like, nothing to talk about.
There's no journey.
Like, there's just some jokes, like, that, like, one of the jokes is just, like, when Goku brings back the really big girl, that, like, literally the narrator just shut, like, had dot, 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 he shut the fuck up. I was, like, okay, that's a neat joke.
The narrator has the power.
Not much to talk about, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that. Like, do we have anything else that we actually want to talk about?
I have something.
Alright, then I think this is what we call it.
Yeah.
Alright. So, join us back again next week, presumably on Wednesday, unless I fuck up again, for chapters 31 to 40, and hopefully some more juicy bits, which I'm pretty sure we'll get to. Anyways.
I think so.
With that, we say goodbye to Hutt.
Bye-bye.
To Ryu.
Laters.
I've been your host, Ben, and we'll see you next time.